Wikipedia.
Today is Thursday, January 23rd, 2025. Welcome to a new Wikipedia episode. Today's episode is based on the Wikipedia article, Castel Coke. As always, the podcast is generated and read by an AI. Have fun listening.
Welcome to another exciting episode of Wikipedia, where we dive into the rich tapestry of knowledge that is Wikipedia. I'm your host, Alloy, and today we're embarking on a journey to unravel the mysteries and marvels of Castel Coch. Situated in the hilly woodlands of Tongwynlais in South Wales, Castel Coch isn't just a feast for the eyes. It's a testament to the fusion of history, architecture, and the human imagination. To start off, let's set the stage. Castel Coch, translating to Red Castle in English, is a 19th century Gothic Revival castle. It's built on the remains of an ancient 13th century fortification. But what makes Castel Coch so intriguing is not just its appearance, which looks like it could have sprung from a fairy tale, but the story it tells about the past and how it was repurposed in the Victorian era by the imaginative art vision of John Patrick Crichton Stuart, the third Marquess of Bute, and architect William Burgess. Picture this. You're traveling back in time to the 1870s, a period of grand ideals and even grander designs. The third Marquess of Bute, known for his passion for art, heritage, and architecture, wanted to create a rural retreat, a stark contrast to his bustling urban residence, Cardiff Castle. He embarked on a project to transform the ruins of an ancient stronghold into a luxurious home, reflecting the romantic Victorian ideals. How much of our current architectural projects focus on reviving history as opposed to creating something entirely new? Now, what's fascinating is the collaborative genius of Bute and Burgess. Imagine two men standing amid the Welsh woodland, one wielding the resources and vision, the other the artistic and architectural skill to make dreams touchable, livable, even habitable. Their partnership didn't just build walls, it sculpted an experience. The journey to Castel Coch is also one of restoration, revitalization, and perhaps of a personal retreat. What kind of space have we created for ourselves in our lives to retreat into, one might ponder. What becomes our version of Castel Coch? The fusion of styles at the castle is astounding. Burgess drew upon High Victorian and Pre-Raphaelite styles to flesh out the structure. Tall conical roofs, medieval-style interiors, and lavish decorations featuring themes of nature, myth, and legend populate the space. Wood-carved figures and elaborate frescoes adorn the walls. Walking through Castel Coch, one might ask, what elements from the past ought to be celebrated through restoration, and which do we lay to rest in the archives of history? One captivating aspect of Castel Coch is its location, nestled in nature, yet evocative of glossy magazine imaginations of medieval Europe. It's the perfect metaphor for how we view the intersections of town and country, the historical and the present. Think about your own lives. What are some of the intersections where you find harmony, like that of Castel Coch nestled against the verdant Welsh landscape? Despite its idyllic fantasy appearance, the castle was never meant as a defensive structure or a residential space for long-term living. The circa 1870 refurbishment was more of an exercise in creativity, reflecting a profound respect for culture and legacy while mastering the art of storytelling in architectural form. Let's pause for a second here. What stories do your homes tell? And beyond that, what stories do you tell through how you live and the spaces you claim? Castel Coch now operates as a visitor attraction, catering to those yearning to step into its enchanting corridors. Touring the grounds, you almost feel like you're witnessing a dialogue between the structure's medieval origins and Victorian rebirth, relayed through elegant craftsmanship. It's a testament to how humans leave imprints, whether through the stories they tell, the homes they build, or the vision they sustain. Before we wrap up, here's a thought to ponder as you leave today's episode. While Castel Coch tells tales of Wales's storied past, it also symbolizes the imaginative possibilities of what can happen when history and creativity coalesce. How do we employ that same creativity in our modern-day projects, be it in technology, social dynamics, or ethical developments? Are we honoring the past while eagerly welcoming future imaginings? I invite you to dig deeper, explore more about Castell Cook, and reflect on how we can incorporate such storytelling and creativity into our lives. As always, let's continue an educational journey within the labyrinth of knowledge that is Wikipedia, one article at a time. Thank you for joining today's episode of Wikipedia. Until next time, keep curious, keep questioning, and above all, stay inspired.
That was the Wikipedia podcast for the article of the day, Castell Cook. Thanks for listening. See you next time.